dear friends. And we all know that St. Patrick's month, St. Patrick's season, St. Patrick's Day is a time of celebration. Nowhere in the world can that be topped again more and better than throughout the United States. Somehow, something which might get lost in the midst of all the celebration is a consistent thorn, and indeed a poor reflection on our own State Department here in the United States, that for year after year after year, during the height of the celebrations of St. Patrick's season, that our guest, who we are currently linking up with, Malachy McAllister, and his family, have faced deportation year after year after year, despite the peace process in Northern Ireland, despite the tremendous focus that there is on Northern Ireland, and somehow, despite the best efforts of many people, particularly Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, again, Malachy McAllister, a pillar of great excellence in our society, and somebody indeed who fully supports and has been to the forefront in supporting the Good Friday Agreement. Malachy has to sweat this out each year, and I don't know, maybe it's a coincidence that the deportation issue happens to land each year in March. However, that is the situation. I am joined he's now becoming a regular co-host on our program here, by Dan Dennehy, and Dan is the New York State and National Immigration Chairman for the Ancient Order of Hibernians in regards to all immigration issues, including new immigration reform, visa denial, no-fly visits, incarcerated Irish nationals, indeed Malachy and many other Republican detainees. He's coordinator for the AOH on Mehel, Irish Days of Actions, the Sandy sessions. He's a member of the AOH, Sandy Disaster Relief Committee. And might add that they've delivered roughly $200,000 in aid of the members in New York and New Jersey. He's also New York State AOH Freedom of All Ireland Committee regarding the Good Friday Agreement's 15th anniversary. Anyway, he's fairly busy. And on top of all of that, he is organizer of the AOH, Westchester County, Ancient Order of Hibernians, Hudson Valley, founder and chair of Hudson Valley Irish Center. Wait a minute, this is only page one. How many page? Four. Forget it. Dan, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Mal. How are you doing? Good morning, Malachy. Good morning, Adrian.
Okay, and again, a very special welcome to Malachy McAllister. How are you doing, Malachy?
Very well. Thank you, Adrian.
All right.
How are you doing?
Well, okay. That covers the multitude, but actually you're not doing very well. Because the issue, again, of deportation raises its ugly head, and while it would appear that great progress has been made in the peace process of Northern Ireland, on our side of the Atlantic here, we are at a loss to give a reasonable explanation as to why it is that the threat of deportation for Malachy McAllister is as real as it was going back to the establishment of the Good Friday Agreement. And Dan Dennehy, perhaps you can just give us a little bit of background and fill us in on why we are in the mess we're in to begin with.
Well, Adrian, it's unfortunate that this situation exists, not only with Malachy, but people across the country that fought for beliefs and for a Ireland that they had a vision of and that they worked very hard to see accomplish. And when they came to this country, for a myriad of reasons, they came here and they fought for peace in Ireland, and they achieved that peace. They worked very hard, and it was very brave of them to do that. And during the Clinton administration, several of them were given a kind of a dividend where they were allowed to stay in the United States now. Unfortunately.
Okay, hold on a second now. I believe it. All right, we have to. There's a feedback situation here. It's what? Okay, somebody is beside a radio there. Okay, if you can. Or a computer. Somebody, I'm told, is one of our guests here, is near a computer. If you pull back from that should be... Oh, no, here, there we are. How is that? We're a little bit better. Dan, I'm sorry, just we go back to... Oh, Dan, we lost Dan. Okay, well, then we have... We'll get to Dan back on the line, but let us get We'll try to rejig all of this. Malachy, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
We're going to take
a break here just for a moment, see if we can relink here with Dan Dennehy. So it's good to know indeed that as we were discussing your plight there, this was due to a technical issue rather than anything sinister. We'll come back in a moment with both of our guests. Friends, you are listening to The Flannelly Show live from New York, and you know we're live because we wouldn't have planned the interference that we are currently experiencing. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We will just see if we can relink again. We're now linking through our stations, and hopefully we will have our guests back. No, the Foster and Allen, they sang their bit already, so we'll just stay. All right. The joys of live radio. All right. We're only doing this now this is our 43rd year, so we're just trying to get the hang of it. All right. If our programs were, or if our interviews were taped, we could say track two, track three, cut, whatever. But on live radio here, we show you what, this is a kind of a typical example of Murphy's Law. If something can go wrong, can, and in our case it does. Anyway, we were speaking before we were so rudely interrupted to Dan Dennehy, who heads the National and State Immigration. He's the chairman on immigration issues. We also had, and now have again online, Malachy McAllister. And Dan, you were telling us, giving us a great explanation of the plight, not only of Malachy McAllister, but of many others who were involved in the movement in Northern Ireland, which without these people who were, you know, fighting for what they believed was an intolerable situation in Northern Ireland, many of them wound up in the United States here, and somehow the influence of not only of George Mitchell, but the Clinton administration, somehow all of that didn't resolve the remaining problem, and one which jeopardizes Malachy McAllister year after year. If you pick it up from there, Dan, I'd appreciate it.
Well, thank you. If this was Sunday, they'd be playing the theme song for Jaws. But, Adrian, the bottom line is that it's really up to this community now to make sure that the dividend of peace that was extended to the people in Ireland and north of Ireland is extended to these people, these gentlemen that worked so hard to promote that peace effect. If from being here in the United States to reach back to their compatriots in Ireland to say this peace is important, and they have been left behind by the whole process. So what we do is we reach out to our legislators, and we're fortunate that in every individual case, there, like Malachy, there's a Senator Menendez, okay, in New Jersey. But what we have to do for Malachy and Senator Menendez now, if you've never done it before, is pick up the phone to your own legislator. Ask the person who answers the phone who deals with political and immigration issues in that department. Ask to speak to that person and say to them, could you please have the congressman or senator or his key aide in that department reach out to Senator Menendez's office and let Senator Menendez know that the Irish community is very determined and grateful that Senator Menendez once again restores some stability to the McAllister family. Senator Menendez needs to hear that from his colleagues. And the only way that his colleagues are going to be mobilized is by you as a constituent reaching out to them. So that's my recommendation. And we will work, as we've seen with Congressman Engel this week in the Irish Echo, stating that we have to create a situation where we don't have to do this every year. But we'll never get to that point if the Malachy and his family are disrupted by a deportation. We can't have that happen. And the only person right now that's going to be able to assure that not happening is individuals calling and Senator Menendez himself.
Right, and we have absolutely no doubt in our minds about the effectiveness of Senator Bob Menendez, and indeed without his influence, we would not have Malachy McAllister on our program today. But Bob Menendez has, in fact, different problems these days, and is caught up in what has become a highly controversial issue, and it doesn't bear getting into. All we know is that Bob Menendez has the influence and the power. But ironically, what happens, and this is not a first, is that when there are issues with respect to you know, a controversy, particularly at the high, high level of the Senate, that Bob Menendez, Senator Bob Menendez, to whom we are most grateful and appreciative, that he needs to have the support of many others, some of whom are great, you know, defenders, and many of whom have devoted a lifetime. Let's single out a couple, like Peter King, in particular, and many others who, you know, have been to the forefront. But now is the time, actually. And Dan, I think you put it very succinctly. Now is the time that we need, before we get sidetracked into the great celebrations of the month that is in it, but we need to get at every level, not just at the senatorial level, but at every level of our political leaders, to all of them, and say, listen, you got to back up, and you've got to, you know, get behind Bob Menendez, because he is the senator who can once more get us past what is very real. And let us not pretend for a moment that the deportation of Malachy McAllister is as real today as it was the first day. And again, Dan, I think we can't overemphasize that, because sometimes we're of the opinion that, this happens every year and somehow he gets, he's okay, and some of the other, again, Republicans, Irish Republicans who are in a similar situation across the United States.
Yes, and you know, we work hard for every single member of any community, our Irish community, that needs assistance, but in particular when we're dealing with something that we've all benefited from, the peace process. I mean, the gathering, all these things that we hear on the radio and on TV. None of those things would really be working right now if it wasn't for the cooperation and understanding of the United States, Britain, and Ireland, and the people on the island of Ireland with regards to a real effort for peace. And these men deserve the right to be able to live where they want to live in peace without this annual sword of Damocles hanging over his head in Maliki's case. And people can help out. And believe me, a phone call can make a difference. And if somebody is in one of the legislative areas that we mentioned, particularly Peter King, or in New Jersey or New York, reach out
right. And
just ask for help. And it has to be done.
And our congressmen as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not just talking about, you know, the Senate. At every level, we should, again, you know, find out and have statements from our representatives, those who are very much to the forefront in the celebration of our own heritage, and indeed those who invoke the great progress of peace and stability in Northern Ireland. Let them at this stage of the game. As Elliot Engel says, we can't be doing this every year. That's not the issue. There are many who say that this should have been resolved, you know, that this may be during the Clinton administration. There are those who say that while we had Secretary of State Hillary Clinton there, that more could and should have been done. However, that's hindsight, and the reality of the matter is that the threat today is as severe as it ever was. And but I do want to, from a personal level, go to you, Malachy McAllister. Your own, give us a synopsis, if you will, of the stress or that and the survival of your family, despite all of this very severe stress that you have lived on and under?
Well, Adrian, first of all, I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on your show again and to talk about my situation. Obviously, during St. Patrick's Day, you want to be able to celebrate, but it seems every year now for the past several years have been against the wall, waiting on word from the Department of Homeland Security as to where I'm going to be deported. Are they going to let me remain for another year? It is stressful, there's no question about it, and I think it's just creeping upon me every year now. Just one night I took like an asthma attack, and it seemed to just get the best of me, and I end up in the hospital, the emergency room. But I'm out now, I'm on medication, but it doesn't alleviate the issue, you know. We're talking about here about an issue that's went on just far too long, and it needs to be resolved. Not just for the betterment of my family, but for the Irish community, and who has supported me all these years, and certainly in light of the Good Friday Agreement and all that it stands for. So, you know, we have a senator here in New Jersey, and as you know, his name has been dragged through the mud in recent weeks. But this is a man that stood up, you know, when others were not prepared to do so in 1987 and introduced the private bill, the first and only one that's ever been introduced for an Irish national here in America. And from that, he's really done wonderful things in terms of keeping me here and keeping my family here. And, you know, he should be praised for that. And it's not as if Menendez hasn't been involved in the Irish community. He's been around for a long, long time. He was part of the group who brought over Gerry Adams. He was, you know, this man has really been about Irish situation for a long time, and he knows what he's talking about. So, you know, only for him, right. I would certainly not be here. And he's got a very important position now. He's the chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. And I just want people to know that this is a very honest, decent man that has came to my aid in our hour of need. And as well as that, you know, we have our group of our congressional representatives, you know, who certainly has weighed in for me over the years, Peter King, on several occasions. And as you know, Peter, he's been involved with the chairman of Homeland Security and knows certainly the background, my background, and what we as nationalists had to endure and face in Belfast during the Troubles. Schumer has been absolutely fantastic, and his top chief of staff, Martin Brennan, has really certainly the experience and has been able to do wonderful things too. And
right.
Go
ahead.
I don't want to go on and on, but listen, we have representatives that really care. You know, Elliot Engel is the champion of the Irish community here, and over in New Jersey we have Chris Smith, who obviously he's like a human rights czar and champion the Patrick Lincoln and Rosemary Nelson case. And we have also Joe Crowley and Richard Neal. So, anyone that's within the district or districts, please give them a call.
Right.
Request that they support the senator and try and get this resolved again for another year. It's not as if this is going to be going on forever. We're hopeful that this time around, and at a time when we're going to be seeing real change in the immigration situation, that'll make all the difference to my case and others out there. You know, my lawyers preparing and filing a joint motion right at this moment to the Department of Homeland Security. That joint motion is in relation to an approved I-130 petition for alien relatives. So my son's been a citizen for several years, so legally he's entitled to claim me here.
Right.
And that's the way out of this thing, you know.
Okay, now what I do, I'm going to stick my neck out here, because we all, well, not all of us, but many of us know that, you know, Congressman Peter King has been to the forefront, and indeed, much to the chagrin of some of his constituents, that for a tough head of Homeland Security, chairman of Homeland Security for many years, he would not have gone to bat for you if, in fact, he felt otherwise. You have mentioned some of the great friends who are helping you. Senator Chuck Schumer and Elliot Engel. Now, let me tell you that perhaps I've been missing out on it, but I do not hear any of them at this stage of the game, as we head into this season, saying we need the Irish community to rally support here. Now, they're doing whatever they have been doing, and fair play to them. But if we just coast along and hope for the best here, that's not on, and it's not going to be helpful. And I think we should call on not only all of our political representatives, but let's go back and let's hear Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer, and let's hear from Peter King, and let's hear from Elliot Engel, and let's hear from Joe Crowley, let's hear from all of them now, so that we are not going to face a situation. Our guest, friends, Malachy McAllister, has been an aide to the Grand Marshal in New York City, while one of the most prominent and credible of all our representatives, Police Commissioner of the City of New York, Ray Kelly, has selected as an aide on the St. Patrick's to the St. Patrick's Day parade here, Malachy McAllister. It is vital that we encourage those who you've mentioned, and definitely many others, though, not to continue to work quietly on this one here, but to get on board and to have this become a very significant issue during this month. I appreciate everything they've done. So does everybody else. And Malachy rightly has acknowledged their influence. But we need to hear from them. We need to hear from them soon. And we need to make sure that Homeland Security and that all the goodwill, including that of the President, who has proclaimed this Irish-American Heritage Month, that this comes to the fore, and that we don't have to be together, not to mention the stress of Malachy McAllister and his family, but that we don't have to have this situation, particularly this year, because there is a change of attitude, there is a new hope with respect to immigration and immigration reform and all of the other things. Dan, you might just give us a synopsis also of the changes that are in Washington, which make it all the more important that Malachy McAllister's extension takes place this year, so we can then follow through with the commitment of a very influential Elliot Engel, Congressman Elliot Engel, and those who have been so supportive in the past.
Well, actually, this is a very good opportunity for people to get familiar with their congressman. There has been changes in districting and everything like that, and
right.
Some people have been pushed into districts, and they're not familiar with the new legislator. I have a new legislator, Anita Lowy. She was never in anywhere near my district, and Sean Patrick Maloney just moved into what was my district, and now I'm out of his district. So you have a brand new congressman right next door, and you have a senior veteran, Anita Lowy,
right.
in new terrain. So I would encourage people to make that phone call for Malachy. But what they're actually doing is they're introducing themselves as a constituent to their legislator, And when we need their help later on, this month maybe, or April, on immigration reform, to get that Irish voice, that Irish push,
influence,
because when this immigration reform comes through, and it will come through, we better be on the right side of it, because you do not want to see what happens to the Irish if we get left behind. So do yourself a favor, everyone, get familiar with your legislator, make that call for the McAllister family, and you'll find out that those people are so grateful to hear from the Irish. They are really grateful.
Yeah, but they also need to get that push. They need to know that this is an issue.
Yes.
And many would get sidetracked, not only with the St. Patrick's season, with the St. Patrick's month of celebration, but I think that it pays to do what we are doing here this morning, and saying that if Malachy McAllister is deported, which is a distinct possibility, that we will have an awful lot of backpedaling to do to reverse that decision. And to that end, Malachy, we will expect that many, many of your supporters will, you know, be in touch with all of their friends. You do not have to have a political agenda here to offer the support and to make sure that Malachy McAllister gets past this hurdle, and hopefully this won't be an issue if there is a one more extension. It would be a tremendous embarrassment to all if somehow this was the year that a tremendous spanner in the works for the peace process in Northern Ireland should happen. And God knows, we know firsthand that there have been many attempts. All we have to do is look at the outrageous action of the British government in trying to get the tapes, the Boston College tapes, to stir the pot again. Look, it's an issue for another day. Right now we have a red hot issue, and that is one that has to do with the distinct possibility of Malachy McAllister's deportation. Let's do what we need to do, get on to all our congressional and all of our elected officials, those who will be parading and wearing shamrock during this season. I want to wish you well, Malachy, and I know that you, Dan Dennehy, and the Ancient Order of Hibernians are doing their level best. Good luck, and let's do what we need to do.
Thanks, Adrian, and happy St. Patrick's Day from my family to you.
And thank
you, Adrian.
And Malachy, good luck. We're in your corner.
Thank you, Adrian, and thank you to the
Dan,
the AOH, and also the Neil Irish Counties and the Brown Law Society.
The Brown Law, all of them. Okay, let's hear from them again now, and let's get together on this one. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. You are, if you're listening to us in